Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shvias, Perik Vav Mishnah, hey, ein Metzien Shemen Sreifa, u Perish Shvias, meha Oretz lechutza la Oretz. You can't take out Shemen Sreifa or Perish Shvias from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz la Oretz. Okay, so what is Shemen Sreifa? And the answer is, explains about Tanura, it's oil of Truma that became Tame, and you have to burn it. Because you have to burn it, the kohen's not allowed to eat it, even a kohen can't eat it, it's called Shemen Sreifa, Shemen that is destined to be burnt. So why can't I take it out to Chutz Laretz? Why can't I burn it in my backyard, in Barapak or Flatbush or Lakewood? And the answer is, Chazal said we should treat Truma like we would treat Hegdish, and the din is with Hegdish, with Karbonis. If they became pasul and you have to burn it, the din is you have to burn them only in a place where you would be allowed to eat it. So it's kadshei kadashim, like a karbon ayla or a karbon asham, it has to be in the azara. If it's kadashei kalim, like a karbon shlamim or a karbon taida, it would have to be within the walls of Yerushalayim. Truma tahira, truma that is tar, can only be eaten in Eretz Yisrael. You're now allowed to take it out of Eretz Yisrael. That's because Chazal were geyser a tuma on Eretz Ha'amim, and you can't be metama truma. So therefore, if the truma becomes tame, you can only burn it where you would be allowed to eat it, and that is in Eretz Yisrael. What about Perish Shemitah? Why can't I take Perish Shemitah outside of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz? And the answer is because of the chayiv of beer. There is a chayiv to take them out of Yerushas and to be mafgrit, like we explained. As soon as there's no longer any, let's say, tomatoes out in the field, even for the animals, you have to take the tomatoes out of your house. And the mitzvah of beer has to be fulfilled dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Again, we'll learn more about beer later. So you're not allowed to take out the Perish Shemitah to Chutz Laretz even before the time of beer, because we're concerned that if he doesn't finish eating it before the time of beer, and he has to fulfill this mitzvah, so technically he would have to come back to Eretz Yisrael to do it. Now imagine if I told you, all right, get onto a plane and please go back to Eretz Yisrael with this tomato to do the mitzvah of beer. Chazal were quite concerned he's not going to do it. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, Shemati beferish, I heard beferish of my rebbeim, shemotzian, it's okay to take out perish mita lesuria to Surya. As long as ve'emetzian, you don't take them out, lechutz la'aretz. So we already learned earlier in Mishnah Beis that Syria is not considered Eretz Yisrael Minotar. It's more or less where Syria is today. Of course, it's not Mamish, the map, but that was the area that David HaMelech had invaded. It's called Kivish Yachid. The Rabbanan applied some of the mitzvahs over there in Syria. So the Tanakhama holds you can't take out Paris Shvias to Chutz Laretz at all, even not to Syria. Rav Shimon says, being that some of the mitzvahs do apply to Syria, so Mamela, it doesn't have this Isser. By the way, the machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Tanakhama is only in regard to Peiris Shvias. In regard to Truma Temeya, everyone holds you can't take it out to Syria. Because what's the reason you can't take out Truma Temeya to Chutz Laretz? Because you have to burn it in the place where you're allowed to eat it. Wherever you would have been allowed to eat Truma Tahira, that's where you have to burn Truma Temeya. Now, you can't eat the Truma Tahira in Syria. So both the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon would agree when it comes to Truma Temeya, you can't take it out of Eretz Yisrael and you can't take it to Syria. The Machloikas is only in regard to Perish Shemitah. The Tanakhama says, even Perish Shemitah, you cannot take out of Eretz Yisrael and you can't take it to Syria. Rav Shimon says he heard from his Rebbeim that to Syria you can't.